This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Shell Beach is one of the spots we get reports from each week, and Robbie Campo at Shell Beach and Campos Marina does it for us. Robbie, what's been going on this week?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you a recap, Don, of the week here. Monday was great. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we wound it up with westerly winds. It was northwest, west, and then southwest, and that kind of made fishing a little bit tough. Speckled trout fishing, anyway, made that a little bit tough. But yesterday was a game changer. We had a different wind yesterday, and the guys got out into the sound out there, and they did very well yesterday. I saw more fish hit the table yesterday than I did Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So, you know, combined. So yesterday was an excellent day for fishing. this morning we wake up, we got a northerly breeze this morning. So down here, and it's probably around a little over the 10-mile-an-hour mark this morning here. So I'm kind of thinking that's gonna make things a little bit tougher out in that sound today. But nevertheless, the backside of the rock should be good. The backside of the long rock should be good. They caught a bunch of fish there this week. No reason that you can't go pick up a mixed box down there, because if you're not catching just speckled trout, you're going to get some sheephead, you're going to get some puppy drums, you're going to get a redfish or two, and I think you could put a mixed box together. If you come inside of the Mystico around Anastasio, and fish the edge of the channel there, or fish in those little cuts coming all the way back to where you come around the backside of the dam. Plenty of white trout back there, so there's no reason that you can't make a mixed box. My dad and Mr. Allen Blanchett fished Thursday, and they went back at the dam back there and caught a box full of white trout. That was Thursday, so. There's something that you could do. I mean, you could make something happen, I'm sure. A lot of white trout's been showing up over these oyster reefs over in the Christmas Camp Lake area. So there's that to do with some speckled trout, but there's a lot of throwbacks done. Just so many throwbacks. You know, it's 12 and 3 quarters and 12 and a half. And I'm just hoping that these things eat enough that they grow to make that 13-inch fish for the fall. Because it's so close, you know what I mean? Can they grow that half an inch in that 2 months before October gets here? That remains to be seen.
Well, I think they absolutely can, and it's very important to remind people, take care of those fish, you know. Try to avoid throwing them in where, you know, one of the predators like a pelican or, you know, a dolphin will get a hold of them. Make sure you try to remove the hooks as gently as you can, and, you know, take care of putting them back in that water, because that's going to be your fish for your next trip, maybe.
Yeah, well, you know, Don, I think and look, this is just my opinion, you know, but I think that, we're doing more harm than good here because I hear people come in and I hear these stories. They caught at least 150 that were undersized. And there's a lot of action out there, right? There's plenty of action going on, especially if you're fishing the long rocks. These dolphins are, you know, they skirt in the rocks, you know, just like, you know, they're feeding up along these rocks. And they know, they've already been trained, and they know that, you know, when there's boats there that and they're catching fish and they're throwing them over, it's a very good chance that they're going to get gobbled up by a dolphin. And that's out of your control, because you're doing the right thing and putting him back. But I just don't know if we made the right move here. But I guess time will tell, and we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, it's a big question as to whether, you know, where if it was a 12-inch, still 12-inch size, and people would have caught their limit, they're done. So they leave all those other fish in the water. But when you're catching and releasing 150 fish, they claim there's a 10% mortality rate, but I'm not so sure how accurate that is. You know, and you may be right. We may be putting too much pressure on the fish by, you know, trying to keep those 13-inch fish and releasing so many 12s and 12.5 that don't survive, that we're doing more damage than good on the overall population. But time will tell. We'll see how the fishing goes, and that's the regulation we got. That's what we got to live by right now.
That's exactly correct. I tell people, you know, they come in and they're frustrated, you know, and I'm like, hey, I don't make the law. I just abide by it. You know what I mean? So that's just what we got to do. So, you know, I lobbied for 12 inches. You know, maybe you should have made the meeting is what I say. You
know? Well, you know, the other problem is I'm also hearing from the people that was already decided. Yeah, but I'm also hearing from the people with the only two over 20 inches. They got people fishing out of venison. Every fish they catch is over 20 inches, so they make that long run, fish all day, and they got two fish.
Well, that's the second thing I was going to say. So you know, so you got two strikes against you here, and when you have to leave bigger fish to go look for smaller fish, I mean, I would imagine as being a guide. And I'm not one, but I know a lot of these guys, and I can guarantee you that it's got to be really frustrating, especially for those Carter boys down there in Venice.
Yeah, right.
They're some of the best in the business, you know, Brandon and Johnny, great fishermen, and I know that they run across this all the time, you know. So, you know, and so do you know the guys that we have around here. I mean, they seeing it all the time, so it is frustrating. But look, again, we don't make the law. We just got to abide by it, and we'll see how this works out in the next couple of years. Maybe we could talk to Jeff Landry and maybe make a change or two somewhere along the line. But you know, for right now, Don, this is the hand we dealt, and that's what right. We're going to have to do. Just live by that. So,
you know, one of my suggestions.
Robbie, I was going to say
one of my suggestions was zones with different sizes. You know, where you have areas where you have a tendency to catch those bigger fish, allow more to be kept, and then in areas where you're catching a lot of the small fish, like Lafitte and sometimes Grand Isle, you know, let them keep a little smaller fish there, and then have another zone out by the west, you know, where, by Calcasieu, where they got a little bigger fish. And they didn't want to hear that. They said enforcement would be a nightmare, and, you know, it would take more studies to determine exactly what limit should be placed in what zone. But we've got zones for everything else. Duck zones, we got deer zones, we got shrimp zones, you know, so why not fish
zones?
And maybe they'll reconsider. We'll see. We got to give it a chance, and we'll see what happens with them.
You're right. So if you're coming down this morning, look, make hook the left at the bridge and come and see us. We got plenty of bait. We're waiting on them people to show up, so come on down and come and see us at Camp Woods. We're waiting on you.
You're always on the left, huh, Robbie? Never changes.
That's right.
Been there for almost 100 years, huh?
121, be
121.
Exact.
121, wow. Where's the time go, huh? All right, Rob, thanks for the report, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next Saturday, Don. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. Stop in and see him or give him a call. Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. All right, coming back after this. Okay, we got some text messages coming in. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. If you don't mind, give us your first name at least and where you're calling from. We're back after this.